pray this way for kings and all others who are in authority. I mean, that's all the way down to your dog catcher. I mean, pray for everybody in authority. If there's anybody in authority, pray for them. And we're going to show you how to do that in a minute. So that we can live in peace and quietness and godliness and dignity. Now, how many of you would like to live in a place like that? That's where I want to live. I want to live there. But to live there, what did God tell us we have to do?
Pray.
You have to pray. And right now, you know, you can ask the average person, how much time did you spend praying for your president last week? I mean, so I ain't praying for that idiot. Well, you better, you know, is that right? We better pray for him. If we don't pray for him, God's hands are tied if we don't pray. You know that? God says, I know what you have need of even before you ask me. You take all the wonderful healings and all the wonderful miracles and everything else that I've seen. Why didn't God heal those people? I mean, this I think is Sharon, a beautiful young lady sitting right there on the back row. 5, 6, 7 years ago, whenever it was, when that beautiful young lady came to me, she had brain tumors and she was in her 40s and she couldn't even drive a car. And you know what she told me when she came up for prayer? She said, Pastor, I want you to know before you pray for me, I've been prayed for hundreds of times. What's wrong? What is the problem? I mean, if I've been prayed for 100 times or more than 100 times and nothing's ever happened, then we must assume that it's not God's will to heal Sharon, right? I mean, is that what everybody thinks? I mean, good grief. I mean, would you pray for me? Well, I've been prayed for 100 times. I said, well, you know, if you've already been prayed for 100 times, ain't no use me praying for you. You know, what makes you think I'm going to get through? But I said, young lady, you've never repented of your sin, have you? What? I got to repent of sin? I said, well, don't have to. But you can be prayed for another 100 times if you want to and still be sick. But if you want to get well, you need to repent of your sins. Wow, so she repented of her sins. I said, okay, what scripture did you use to base your faith on when you were prayed for? We never used a scripture. I said, and you see what you got. What'd she get?
Nothing.
You see what I said a while ago, Scott? When there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things, right? And since he happens to be the boss, he can do what he wants to. If we do it right, he'll answer. If we don't do it right, he won't answer, will he? So Sharon repented of her sins. We found a scripture. And then I told her, I said, okay, number three, when we pray, we have to pray in faith, nothing wavering. I said, you know, the average person, when they pray for you, they'll pray. And then so many people will pray like this, oh, God, if it be your will. And then he don't ever answer a prayer like that. That's not faith. So I said, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you. And I prayed for that girl. And the King of the universe, since I did it his way, he healed her. And, of course, now then, you can look at her right there, right now. Does it look like there's anything wrong with her? I bet that girl could jump up and do a handspring right now. Bill said, you go ahead and do it, Sharon. You feel that good, though, don't you? You do, praise the Lord. How many years had you been sick and afflicted? 30 years she'd been sick and afflicted. 30 years. Oh, that's okay, Bill. I mean, that she had just a few seconds in hell, didn't she? That's really what she had. She had 30 years in hell on earth and couldn't find a man that could pray the prayer of faith for her. But isn't that awful? What is wrong with us? Oh, I know we watch too many football games. We don't read the Word enough. See, just like Tom said over a while ago, I am really no different than any other man. I put my clothes on just like everybody else, one leg at a time, you know, one arm at a time. But I have read and I had invested my life in the Word of God. And it pays good dividends, doesn't it, Eric? You know that for a fact. It pays good dividends to invest your time with Jesus. When you do, you read the Word. Pray this way for kings and all others who are in authority so that we can live in peace and quietness and godliness and dignity. Let's see what he says in verse 3 and 4. This is good and pleases God our Savior, for he wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. How many does he want to be saved? So why do we only have about 2.5% of the people on this world that's saved? Isn't that amazing? We got somewhere in the neighborhood of 7+ billion people on the earth today. And only about 2.5% of them know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You know, when I was a kid, when I was young, this is a young couple, that's the first time I've ever seen them before. How old are y'all kiddos? You're how old?
16.
How old are you, son? 19. Okay, here's a 16 and a 19-year-old. When I was their age, which seemed like yesterday, I mean, they won't understand that right now, you know, because when I was 15 or 16 and my dad was 50, I thought, oh, he's over the hill. Woo, is my dad old? But when I got to be 50, he wasn't so old. And then when I got to be 70, woo, he sure wasn't old. But when I was 16 or 19, back in those days, that's been 55 years ago. In fact, when I graduated from high school, every boy and girl in my class had one mother and father. And they were still living together. We almost had no divorces in the little town I lived in. None. You know, the whole class. One mother, one daddy. You know? So I raised up with one mother, one daddy. So whenever I started dating my wife and whenever we went to get married, I told her, I said, I make a commitment to you. I will love you till death do us part, girl. That's how long it's going to be. I don't care what happens. I'm going to love you through it. When she died, and a few years later when God brought me Cheryl, I told her the same thing. I said, Cheryl, I'm a one-woman man. I got you. You can be assured there won't never be another one while I'm married to you. And I'll be married to you until death does us part. Now, we're hoping that we both get to go home in the rapture together at the same time. Amen. We believe we're that close. But not only did we have no divorces, we almost never, I don't ever remember when I graduated from high school, ever remember hearing a story about a girl and a boy that were living together. In sin, having sex. What? God, don't you kids have any fear of God? Don't you know God said he'll kill you for that? We knew that. Today, they don't even know that. In the church, they don't know that. You know, I mean, the little girl, some of y'all heard the little girl come up here a couple of weeks ago, give her testimony. She was 23. She wasn't much older than y'all are. But she had come, her mom and dad brought her. And that Sunday that I preached out of Ephesians about how God will judge all sexual immorality, oof, when she left her that day, she said, Daddy, I ain't going back to that church. I don't like that preacher. Why did she not like him? Because I was preaching on her sin. I was walking right on tops of her feet. Because she was staying with a young man, and they were sleeping together, and she's 23 and he's like 25, and they're not married, and they're having sex, and I'm telling you, that's a sin. And so, wasn't but a few weeks till her mother and dad finally convinced her to come back one more time. So she came back and she listened again. And of course, I'm talking about how demons get inroads through sin and all these things, how they come to torment us and how they make you sick and afflict you and everything else. So about two or three times of that, she came up and she said, I have a question. She said, the first time I came out here, I heard you preach about sexual sin. And she said, I'm living with a boy. I said, everybody in the world's doing this. They almost are, aren't they? Almost. And here she says she's a Christian. He says he's a Christian. But they're living in the same house together having sex. And she says, if that's sin, she says, I have migraine headaches. I have problems with my stomach. I have all kinds of problems. Can't sleep at night. All kinds of things. And you're telling me all these things I got is a result of a tormenting spirit that's tormenting me because I'm sleeping with a boy I'm not married to? I said, that's exactly right, honey. Guarantee that's the problem. She said, so if I repent, if I tell the Lord right now, I'll not do that no more, and I'll go home and tell him, you can't touch me no more. And there ain't going to be no more sex until I'm married. You're going to put a ring on my finger and have to say, I do, before you touch me again. If I do that, you're saying you can pray for me and God will take away all these problems I got? I said, guarantee it, honey. Guarantee it. So she stood right here and repented to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm sorry. And I reached over and touched her. and rebuked that spirit, commanded them all to leave, and her to be completely healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. 3 weeks later, she come in here in tears, stood right here and saying, when Mr. Scrivener prayed for me that day, I left here, and before I walked out that door, all my problems were gone. My headache was gone. My stomach problems were gone. She said, I've been able to eat anything I want to the last 3 weeks. I've had no problem with my stomach. She said, I am completely well. Obviously, he was right. She said, I will have to say, when I first came here and heard him preach the first time, I didn't like him at all. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
I don't like that. But was I telling her the truth?
Yeah.
That's kind of like this. What if, honey, come here and stand up here a minute. This girl, just a girl of the world, and she's walking the ways of the world. And she's right here, there is a ledge of a mountain. She's standing up on a cliff, and it's 1,000 feet tall, and she's only 10 feet from the edge, and she's going to fall off that edge, and you're going to fall into a flaming fire 1,000 foot below, and I'm standing here watching her. Now, if I really love people, what am I going to do? Just say, oh, it's okay, it's none of my business, just let her go ahead. That ain't what we're going to do, are we, Bill?
No.
I'm going to be telling her. You know, I'm going to be telling you, don't go that way, ma'am. And she's going to be walking. I said, no, listen to me. Stop. And if she don't, by the time she gets there, I'm going to have a hold of her. I'm going to be pulling on her. I'm going to be doing everything I can to save her life.
Amen.
And if she falls off of that cliff, I'm going to rip part of her clothes off as she goes down it. I tell you for sure.
Yeah, thank
God. Y'all know where I'm? Now then, how many of us don't do that as Christians? That's okay, honey, you sit down. You know, we see people walking down those pathways, and of course some of us in church don't even know what we're doing is sin. We don't even know. How many people do you know in church has ever had a divorce? Lots. Lots. You know? Now, what's wrong if we have a divorce? We ain't walking where God wants us to walk. We may be Christians and think we know the Word, but I'm telling you, we don't know the Word. You know, if we're sick and afflicted, the first thing everybody should know, that Jesus is in control of everything. And when you get, if you're well, He's made you well. If you're sick, He's made you sick. And if you want to get well, all you got to do is repent and say, God, I'm sorry that I did whatever I did. Now then, Lord, You made me these promises in the Word. And I'm going to tell you,
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, I Made My Son Look Like a Fool for All of You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.